Culture Mini Pod of the Week. Last night was the Super Bowl, and a lot of you are now disappointed because a lot of you probably are San Francisco 49ers fans. And, of course, we know that the Kansas City Swifties last night won the Super Bowl as expected, as per the script. Because, you know, Kansas, it is what it is. I'm not a Kansas City. I'm not a San Francisco 49ers fan, by the way. I wouldn't even say that I'm a fan of a particular team in the NFL. I watch college football all the time. I watch the NFL, but I was definitely not rooting for the Kansas City Swifties last night. I was a 49ers fan through and through last night, and so was my house. My wife doesn't like Taylor Swift. My 9-year-old daughter doesn't like Taylor Swift. It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful when you have no women in your house that like her. And I see some of these guys, they're so miserable, and they won't admit it because they know that their wives are more crazy about Taylor Swift than she is them. And their kids are too. And it's just so wonderful when you don't have to live with the misery of listening to, I wake up too late. It's wonderful that I don't have to listen to that. My daughter's a fan of Elvis, which is amazing. She listens to Elvis a lot. And she listens to a lot of the music me and my wife listen to. And we definitely don't listen to I Spice. I found out about I Spice last night because a lot of people call the people who say that this is satanic or that satanic about the Super Bowl and the halftime show. And, you know, they tend to look for it every year, every season. They tend to look for it. And they, you know, a lot of times they're crazy. It seems like they are. And so, but this year you can't call them crazy because they got receipts. I Spice was standing there in the box with Taylor Swift, wearing Balenciaga, a controversial brand now. And, for those reasons, you can go do your own research. I'm not going to talk about that because I don't know what to believe about that. I do know what to believe, but I'm not going to deep dive into that, but Balenciaga, she was wearing that. And then not on top of that, she was wearing an upside down cross, which is a symbol of the Church of Satan. And then she was throwing up the devil hand symbols on live television for everyone to see while Taylor Swift was drinking a beer. And she was holding her upside down cross up to make sure everybody on camera and in the live audience and at home saw that she had on that upside down cross. Ronald McDonald was wearing that stuff with pride. And so this year, you cannot say that those people are crazy because it 100% happened. You could look at it and you could see it with your own two eyes. They were in your face about it and they didn't care for you knowing it. And so, yeah, there was some satanic imagery this year at the Super Bowl. We saw it with our own two eyes. And so, anyway, the San Francisco 49ers came up short, of course. The Kansas City Swifties won the Super Bowl. And there were some ads during the Super Bowl. We got an ad for commercials. As us millennials call them, you know, the Gen Zs and generations behind them call them ads. We still call them commercials. And during the Super Bowl, Twisters, the sequel to the Twister movie, comes out. What in the world is that? Comes out July 19th. We got the trailer for that. And we got an early trailer for Wicked, which is, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West. We got trailers for both of those. I kind of want to see Twisters, which it comes out on my birthday. So of course I'm going to be there. I'm going to have to see it. And there's several movies that are coming out this year that I want to go see. Despicable Me 4, I think, comes out this year. There's Kung Fu Panda 4 comes out this year. Let's see. I think there's a new Lord of the Rings movie this year. I'm not excited for that because I don't like Lord of the Rings, but my wife does. So I'll be in the theaters and I'll be taking a good nap. Karate Kid comes out this year, I think. Mufasa, The Lion King comes out this year. So there's some good movies that I think are coming out this year. Deadpool and Wolverine come out this year. It comes out this year as well. So anyway, I was kind of excited to see those trailers, and I know my wife was. She loves the Twister franchise. That's her and her mother's favorite show, favorite movie, or whatever. And so I like it too. So we're gonna be in the theaters watching that on July 19th on my birthday. So remember me in prayer as I no. Anyway, last night Joe Biden's press team, because listen, I know a lot of people look at Joe Biden's Twitter and they think, man, look at what Biden tweeted. Biden did not tweet anything. Biden is so incompetent that a prosecutor said that he was mentally incompetent to stand trial. And so they put out this tweet, just like we drew it up or something like that, with the laser eyes or whatever, for Joe Biden. And I sat there and I looked at that and I seen the replies of people like, we thought this was a parody account. Like, this is the actual president of the United States. Could you imagine if Donald Trump did that? And then the dimension chief came out talking about inflation like it was corporations' fault. I mean, like the corporations were totally at fault for inflation and all this. Well, yeah, corporations are, as you know, he is somewhat correct. They are at fault. But at the same time, your policies have created hyperinflation in this country. And he doesn't take any blame for it. He was like, it's the corporations. It's their fault. And they always point the finger at somebody else. But if these people were ever tried, if they ever tried, you just wonder, do they ever look in a mirror? And maybe they're vampires. Maybe they can't see their own reflection in a mirror. But, you know, you just wonder, do you ever look in the mirror and think, man, it's something I've done? And, of course, I don't believe they do. I believe that they believe that they're the supreme authority on this earth. I believe that they think that they're morally correct and that everybody else who disagrees with them, they're wrong and they're, you know, they're bigots and all this. I actually believe that these people believe this. And so Joe Biden not taking any accountability and being so off base and so out of touch with the American public that he puts out an ad trying to blame corporations instead of saying, hey, you know, we screwed up. All right, we screwed up. My bad. Pointing the finger at somebody else. It's all Joe Biden's ever done in his whole career as a politician, because that's all he's ever been as a career politician, is point the fingers at someone else. Like, it's that one. That one did it. Joe Biden would shoot somebody. You could watch him do it, and he would swear to God that Donald Trump did it. And it's crazy. And then today we get this just broke not long ago. A U.S. House member, Democrats have tried to sneak into legislation funding for Ukraine that would go until 2025. That would be well into a Trump presidency. And so Trump has said that I'm going to end that war in 24 hours. Trump doesn't want to fund that war. The American people don't want to fund that war. And so what that would do is, if Trump ends the war, right, if Trump gets them to the table and they make an agreement and it's settled and there's no more war, we still have to give Ukraine that money. And if Trump says, no, we're not giving them any more money, then they could bring him up on impeachment charges and all this. So they're trying to sneak ways in already. They know Trump's going to win the election, but they're trying to sneak ways in already to cause impeachment and to cause outrage. And, you know, you Democrat voters, this is what gets me with you, is that you are just refusing to call out your leaders on that side of the aisle and say, hey, wait a minute. If he wins, we want the country to do well. Because at the end of the day, they don't. They don't want the country to do well if Trump's in office or if any other Republicans in office besides Nikki Haley, because they're war machine. Like they want to keep this war machine just pumping and going. And Nikki Haley should be ashamed of herself anyway, because Nikki Haley in South Carolina, there was a trailer park called Trailwood. And for those of you that don't that haven't looked into this, type in on YouTube Angry Grandpa versus Nikki Haley. You're going to find out where Nikki Haley displaced thousands of South Carolinians. And I hope that's how they say it. But anyway, she displaced thousands of people in the state of South Carolina who lived in this one trailer park so Boeing could have a parking lot. They didn't even use 70% of it for a parking lot. They didn't even use 70% of it. I think most of it's just now it's just woods. And so these people got pennies on the dollar for their homes. They were kicked out, displaced, became migrants in their own country pretty much without the government giving them $5,000 and, you know, a pat on the back and free insurance and all that. They were screwed. And so Nikki Haley did that. She displaced thousands of people in South Carolina. And she's nothing but a war machine puppet, and I've got no use for Nikki Haley. I don't understand why Trump even had her in his cabinet. She was a terrible human being then. She's a terrible human being now. She's nothing but a puppet, and I've got no use for her whatsoever. I never will. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is your Cummings mini pod of the week. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, remember, it ain't controversial. It's just culture. Go tell somebody you love them. Roll Tide.